Welcome back, listeners. Siouxland Catholic Radio. This show is Faith in Action. I'm your host, Joanne Fox, and we have been talking about Objects of Devotion. It's an exhibit at Briarcliff University. It is at the Clausen Art Gallery. It runs October 18th to December 3rd, and so it is going on right now, and that is Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and this exhibition includes religious objects that were made for private donation or private devotion in the home, made by some well-known artists and anonymous craftsmen and women. And then I guess this is kind of a highlight, is Father Brian Hughes, who is a priest of the Diocese of Sioux City and pastor at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Spirit Lake and St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Milford, Iowa. He is going to give a lecture on the Objects of Devotion exhibition. That will be on November 7th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the St. Francis Center, with a reception to follow outside of the Clausen Art Gallery. So lots of things going on there. I hope you were able to write that all down. I will say it one last time before we close the program out. And in the last segment, my guest in the studio is Jeff Baldus. He's professor of art at Briarcliff University. And we talked about how this exhibition is free and open to the public. So, you know, no matter where you are, listeners, if you're within driving distance, please try and come and visit the exhibit, because it is remarkable. But the reason why there's no cost involved to you to visit is the exhibition and the lecture are part of the Sister Jordan Dom. She's no longer with us, a Franciscan sister of Dubuque, and she was president of the university. And there is an endowed exhibition in the visual arts with her name. It is also supported by the Marilyn and Russell Christensen Charitable Endowment Fund of the Siouxland Community Foundation. And again, if you live in this area, Marilyn and Russ Christensen, huge supporters of so many different things going on in this area. Both delightful individuals, and of course, they have been gone for some time too. And then bless their hearts, the Sioux City Arts Center, in collaboration, has provided some assistance as well. And really grateful for the support of all of these individuals and institutions for supporting the arts at Briarcliff University. So again, the objects on display are made by some famous folk. There's some anonymous craftsmen and women. They come from a variety of materials. They're gold, they're bronze, clay, semi-precious stones, wood, straw, paintings on paper, paintings on canvas, lots of crucifixes, one whole wall of crucifixes. And I appreciated it when, in the first segment, Jeff, you talked about how they all fit into one of three categories, and that was the crucifixes, Madonna with Child, and Madonna with other saints. And then there's a little bit of text that accompanies some of it, and I know Father Hughes is probably going to talk a bit more about everything. And again, listeners, you know, this show is basically all about me, and I found out about the exhibition through my good friend Mary McCarthy. And Mary is the niece of Father Al Grendler, who, again, a priest of the Diocese of Sioux City, who has passed on. But Father Grendler hired me. That was my first job out of college, was at the Catholic Globe, the newspaper for the Diocese of Sioux City. And we remained friends over the years. And after he retired and unfortunately had a serious fall and had to go to Holy Spirit Retirement Home in Sioux City, I would have coffee with Father Grendler every Thursday, at which time we tried desperately to solve world problems. Some we actually did solve, although peace in the Middle East seemed to evade us every time we got together. And so my friend Mary was aware that we were doing this. And so in an email from her, who she was just checking to see how life was going for me, she made mention of this exhibit. And I was so tickled to hear. And that's when I reached out to Jeff and said, I would really like to promote this, because he was just instrumental in giving me a foundation for success in my life. He saw something in me, I don't know what, that he cultivated. And so I owe him so much. And so, Jeff, why don't you tell the listeners there are some items from Father Grendler's collection in this exhibit.
Well, Joanne, thank you. And before I forget, I just want to thank you for this opportunity as well.
You bet.
Great that you're helping us get the message out there. Father Grendler's, we have two pieces that I can think of right off the top that were from his personal collection. One of them is a beautiful icon, Byzantine influence there, but it's a face of Christ, and it is very heavily gold leaf, beautiful object. And then the other is an unusual piece. It is carved out of ebony, an African piece again, and it is a Last Supper, but it is on a piece that is kind of like a raw chunk of tree almost. It's not a refined background for this piece. And then Christ is at the top of the object and the apostles kind of surround him, but it's a scene where Christ's body is also the table that these people are seated at. So it's an unusual piece, but very powerful piece.
My goodness.
And that one, I believe, is from St. Mary's. So we have pieces that are from a lot of individual donors, or loaner. They're not donating.
No.
we wish.
But
they have generously loaned these works to us. And many of them wish to remain anonymous. But we do have works from the Bernard Galm collection. He has a fabulous collection of religious works. And then some of the pieces are from Marianne Lonergan's estate, as well as Father Al's. So,
absolutely. And that is so wonderful. And I asked you off air, Jeff, if you had any pieces in there, because I know that, you come out of that kind of background. And if you want to not share with the listeners, that's all right. But do you have any pieces of your work in there?
Not of my own creation, but I do have pieces that I've collected.
Okay.
In the exhibit. Yes.
All right. So you are some of the loners as well. So what is your hope when individuals come out and look at this? What is your hope that they take away from this exhibit?
Well, there's different things. I'm hoping that they experience beauty for once. As a primary thing. But I hope that they go back into their homes and look at the objects they have and maybe relate to them in a different way than they did prior to coming and seeing them. Sometimes we kind of forget about them and overlook them, and they can be powerful objects that help us in our prayer life, help us get through some difficult times. That's what I hope is that.
As you were kind of putting all of this together, and people probably would walk by, maybe students would walk by, curiosity, what's going on in there? What were they saying to you as you were putting this all together that perhaps jumped out at them?
Yeah, I think they're excited because we haven't had a show like this in the gallery.
Right.
So they haven't had a lot of exposure to these smaller objects. I mean, they have objects that we use in ritual of the Mass that they're familiar with, but not so much maybe in their homes, because sometimes these objects aren't as popular as other times. But they've all been amazed and really surprised at what's in the show, and so they've all promised me they're going to come back.
That's good.
So we hope to get them at Father Brian's lecture as well.
Yes, because that'll be even a little bit more enlightening, is to get insights from somebody who is looking at all of this and has their own kind of input into it, because he was so critical in helping you kind of put this all together.
And he knows the theology and can make those spiritual connections that I'm not always great at making.
So. None of us are. That's why he gets the big bucks, you know. And yeah, that is a tremendous kind of addition to all of this, is him bringing his insights and his background to share so much about these objects of devotion. So, Jeff, it's been such a joy to have you here in the studio. I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule, because I know that you are busy as a professor out there at Briarcliff University in the art department. And I've taken you away from the students today, which could be a good thing, could be a bad thing.
Well, actually, we are on our midterm break.
Oh, that's why you were available. I should have known what was going on. And you have been out there for a long time. And I just want to remind the listeners of that. You know, we kind of mentioned it right out of the chute, right at the stop of the program. But you have been associated with Briarcliff for how many years?
Well, I graduated from Briarcliff and have worked there either full or part-time for over 30 years anyway.
Okay, so. Speaks volumes of your relationship with the university and the whole Franciscan mission that they present out there. Really speaks volumes. Yeah. So thank
Not
you.
Not only again. Present, but live.
But live, yeah, right. And so. Their mission. That was the word I was struggling to come up with, but now I got it. Their mission.
And so again, thank you, Joanne, for this opportunity. And we help people stop up on campus and take in the exhibition.
Absolutely. So one last time, listeners, Objects of Devotion on display right now, the Clausen Art Gallery on the campus of Briarcliff University. It is running now through December 3rd, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Father Brian Hughes is going to give a lecture on the Objects of Devotion, and that will be November 7th at 3 p.m. It is in the St. Francis Center, with a reception to follow outside of the Clausen Art Gallery. So one more time, that kind of wraps up Faith in Action for today. And I want to thank again Jeff Baldus, who's a professor of art at Briarcliff University, who really shared some wonderful insights on the Objects of Devotion exhibition. I really appreciate it. Reminder, Faith in Action is a show that is locally produced by Siouxland Catholic Radio. It airs every Monday at 9 a.m., replays every Saturday at 7 p.m., and you can find this show and previous shows at our website, fhcradio.com. You click on Listen Live, you click on Podcasts, and there we are. So on behalf of my producer for this show, Ann Reed, and myself, I want to remind listeners, a faithful reaction can be good, but oh, faith in action is so much better. Thanks for listening, and God bless.